keep that promise, the government has rolled 9 bills into one mega bill, dubbed the Safe Streets and Communities Act. It promises new mandatory minimum sentences for violent offenses and offenses against children, stiffer penalties for organized drug crime and human trafficking, no more house arrest and no more pardons for violent crimes, adult sentences for violent young offenders, and longer maximum sentences. For growing marijuana, for example, the maximum doubles from 7 years to 14.
Combined, these measures will strengthen our justice and immigration systems and will have a significant and positive impact on our ability to keep our citizens safe.
But the opposition calls it a waste of money.
Their ideological bent that punishment will deter crime flies in the face of absolutely all the evidence.
For us to be spending additional hundreds of millions of dollars in sending kids to jail because they've got 6 marijuana plants in their house. I mean, this is truly stupid.
Experts on the prison system also objected, saying crime has been dropping for 20 years and that prisons are overcrowded already.
The correction system in Canada is already in crisis. Provincial, territorial, and parts of the federal system are so crowded that they may well be violating Section 12 charter protections against cruel and unusual punishment.
The government says it will build more prison cells, but its critics say that won't make Canadians safer, just poorer.
We're talking about many, many tens of billions of dollars. I don't know how much it is. I think the government has a fiduciary obligation to you, to me, to all Canadians, to disclose exactly what that is.
But the government declines to put a price on its plan. Instead, it argues that letting criminals roam free costs even more.